Welcome to The Connection, where humans and aliens converse, and where all the dots are connected. I'm Nancy of Zeta Talk, an emissary for aliens from Zeta Reticuli. They are here to warn of great cataclysms on Earth and advise how to survive this. The pending pole shift is not the end. Man will make his next leap forward to live a better time when aliens will live among us. It's no secret that a plateau off the east coast of the United States was once land, above water. Tree stumps can be seen there beneath the waves. And I quote from Velikovsky's book, Earth in Upheaval. Along the coast of Nova Scotia and New England, stumps of trees stand in water, telling of once forested country that submerged. And opposite the mouths of the St. Lawrence and the Hudson Rivers are deep canyons stretching for hundreds of miles into the ocean. These indicate that the land has become sea. End of the quote. And in the Caribbean, there is more evidence that land abutting the Atlantic has been pulled down in the past. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Submerged Roads, written May 15, 1996. During every pole shift, some land, particularly coastal land near a widening ocean rift, submerge. This has been the case on the eastern seaboard of the United States and in the Caribbean. Traces of a submerged civilization can be seen under the waves off Bermuda, roads, signposts, and walls. This land has been dragged down over successive pole shifts to its present depth. So slipping under the waves was not as dramatic as it might seem. Following the tidal waves that always accompany a pole shift, the land was permanently changed, low-lying areas now underwater. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. Zeta Talk has warned in the safe locations information they have relayed that the east coast of the United States will again be pulled down, as will the western edges of the United Kingdom, due to the Atlantic being ripped open, the Atlantic rift being widened, and the support along the sides of the Atlantic thus sagging, the land sinking. Just prior to the pole shift, before the Atlantic actually rips, this land will be pulled down beyond where it will end up after the rip, as the Atlantic is being stretched taut across the curve of the earth. Overall, the southeastern U.S. is expected to lose 150 feet in elevation permanently, because of this stretch and drop and sag. And the western side of Britain is expected to lose 75 feet of elevation permanently due to the loss of support along the Atlantic Rift during the coming pole shift. And I quote from the safe locations information for the East Coast. Continental rip, which is what occurs during pole shifts rather than continental drift, occurs down the length of the Atlantic Ocean. Prior to the rip, there is tension and consequent dragging down of the coastline on either side. The east coast of the United States, south of the New England area, will suffer during the pole shift due to the general stretching of the plates under the Atlantic during the crustal tension ahead of the shift. With the crust resisting a ripping apart so that the land on the edges of the Atlantic Ocean are pulled down. This is most intense the closer one gets to the equator. This will bring the islands in the British Isles underwater and along the southeastern U.S. too for an astonishing drop in level beyond what the inhabitants think possible. The New England states will find themselves bouncing up during the shift due to the quick ripping of the already separating St. Lawrence Seaway prior to the shift, where the southern states will find themselves pulled under the water prior to the shift. The entire peninsula from central Pennsylvania north will experience a bounce, but being on the edge of this drama, Pennsylvania will have its toes in the water, but its head above water. Where tidal waves elsewhere will in general have the potential of rolling 100 miles inland to a height of 200 feet or more within the buffer zone, for the east coast south of the New England area, this must be calculated to be up to 500 miles inland where flatland or tidal bore has facilitated the water flow. The land will drop in sea level during the shift 150 feet. The water will rise steadily, not in a tidal wave, so that it will take many by surprise. This tension and dragging down will not be relieved until the shift itself, so where land might eventually be above water, prior to the shift it will be under water. Thus, the majority of the population, not well into the Appalachian Mountains, will drown. End of the quote from Safe Locations for the East Coast. End of quote from Safe Locations for England. The Atlantic is anticipated to widen greatly during the coming pole shift, and this will affect England as well as the islands lying to the west of her. During the week of rotation stoppage, lands bordering the Atlantic, due to the stretch that will occur as the Earth continues to pull east, attempting to continue turning and resisting the stoppage, will drop. In England, this will result in a permanent drop of 75 feet. End of the quote from Zeta Talk, Safe Locations. Please note, this is during the week of rotation stoppage that this stretching taut of the Atlantic with pulling down on the west coast of Britain and the east coast of the United States occurs in the extreme, not prior to that week of rotation stoppage. This is known as the stretch zone, a Zeta Talk term, and affects more than the U.S. and Britain. Take, as an example, Argentina. I quote from an email dated September 2004. Since last week, Chile and Argentina have been experiencing unprecedented seismic activity. Argentina, not an earthquake-prone region, began experiencing tremors this past weekend. The aftershocks have been followed by more intense quakes. It was necessary to evacuate tall buildings in Buenos Aires, including the city center, where such phenomena is rare. There was alarm and surprise, and some people in tall buildings claimed feeling dizzy. End of the quote. But more than earthquakes are experienced in the stretch zone. Unlike land in a compression or subduction zone, the stretch zone has unique problems. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Stretch Zone, written September 11, 2004. Following a pole shift, there are centuries of aftershocks, where catch points along plate boundaries give way, allowing pressure to become more equally distributed. These catch points are routine in subduction zones, as here the weight of the upper plate upon the lower plate is forcing the issue. Where mankind tends to think of great quakes in areas where subduction takes place, during the plate adjustments going into the shift, tear points are just as effective. Tear points are where the catch points are easing, letting go, and separating, and rarely let themselves be known unless a drop in elevation suddenly occurs. Thus, places such as the St. Lawrence Seaway, the Red Sea, an African rift in Kenya, and the Parana River Basin near Buenos Aires rarely experience strong quakes, and certainly never in the memory of man experience great quakes. But during the time leading into the pole shift, when the surface of the earth is tugged in different directions, torn, and plates are torqued to assume new positions with each other, pterozones participate and are not exempt. End of the quote from Zeta Talk, Stretch Zone. Where a sudden drop in elevation or flakes of rock pulling apart under one's feet may not be accompanied by a quake, this is certainly not a benign process for man crawling about on the surface. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Pre-Shift Quakes, written April 5, 2003. Stretching along the Atlantic has been recorded during 2002 when train derailments, exploding buildings, and sudden sinking of land occurred. The Caribbean is obviously in a stretch zone, as roads and fences can be seen under the waves off Bermuda. Stretching results in quakes, as the plates underneath in layers like flaky pie crust release. Stretching results in land no longer supporting buildings or roads or bridges, which suddenly collapse. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. Why did the stretching start to become noticeable in 2002? Planet X was zooming into the solar system from the direction of Orion and tugging on the Atlantic Rift, which is an essential magnet on the surface of the Earth. The Atlantic Rift is new magma, hardened during each tear of the rift, which occurs during pole shifts. Iron in this hardening magma aligns magnetically during such times, forming a large natural magnet on our surface. This tugging stretches the land on either side of the Atlantic, and this stretch is increasing. Where it started to become noticeable in 2002, it reached a dramatic level by 2004. And before reporting of such incidences began being suppressed, it hit the news. During this hour, I'll relay incidences from a six-month period between April and October 2004 as examples, as I was collecting a lot of information from the news at that time. During this time period, Planet X was close to the sun, exerting great force during its daily tugging on the Atlantic Rift, and remains there today. Did train derailments, exploding buildings, lack of support for bridges and buildings, and sudden sinking of land occur during this period, as the Zetas report? Let's start with derailments, where reports include admissions that the tracks were often inspected just hours before the derailment, and the engineers reported with horror that the tracks appeared twisted and torqued and zigzagged in front of them, not straight. These honest admissions occurred during May-June 2004, primarily from international press, and thereafter the dozens of reports during this six-month period just indicated no known cause or cause under investigation. And I quote from a London derailment article dated May 11, 2004. No one was hurt, but 150 passengers were led to safety after the accident near White City Station in West London. The initial investigation into Tuesday's derailment will focus on the track, not the rolling stock. Metronet, which maintains the track, said it would be looking into its work amid reports maintenance had been carried out the night before. A spokesman said the rolling stock was unlikely to have caused the derailment. He said the initial investigation was focused on the track. The derailment occurred at a set of points that were immobilized while they were awaiting further track work. End of the quote from London. And a quote from an Italy derailment, May 16, 2004. Two trains have crashed outside the northwest Italian city of Genoa, injuring about 30 people, Italian emergency services reported. It appears a fault in the track may have caused the accident. The drivers of the passenger train have told police they pulled emergency brakes because something was not right on the line and the track seemed to be deformed. End of the quote from Italy. And I quote from a Canada derailment, June 10, 2004. Train derails in South Bend. Officials with Canadian National Railway Company say 8 cars derailed and that the derailment could have been caused by some bad track. Train derailments are rare for Canadian National. 40 of their freights pass through South Bend on the main line every day, and officials say they can't remember the last time one derailed here. End of the quote from Canada. Sinking, or lack of support in stretch zones, results in sinkholes. The incidence of sinkholes in the U.S. alone during the six-month period from April to October 2004 was certainly astonishing. These hit Florida hard, not surprising, as it is the point literally where the pull-down is the most extreme along the southeast United States. Detroit and Milwaukee at the end of the St. Lawrence Seaway yawing open up the East Coast through Virginia and into Pennsylvania, a point where sinking and rising land creates a break, a snapping of the earth, as land south of Pennsylvania is pulled down while land north tends to bounce up as the seaway yaws, and into land at the edge of the stretch zone, such as Missouri and central Canada. And I quote from a report on a Missouri sinkhole dated June 9, 2004. To folks around Wildwood, Missouri, it is nothing but freaky. An entire 23-acre lake vanished in a matter of days, as if someone pulled the plug on a bathtub. Lake Chesterfield went down a sinkhole this week, leaving homeowners in this affluent St. Louis suburb wondering if their property values disappeared along with their lakeside views. And a quote on a Milwaukee sinkhole, dated June 11, 2004. A Milwaukee street was closed Friday because of a huge sinkhole. The hole at 35th and Juno Streets measures around 40 feet long, 40 feet wide, and about 15 feet deep. A comment on that Milwaukee sinkhole. I, Nancy, was born and raised, lived my first 35 years in Milwaukee, and I can tell you I do not recall a sinkhole ever in the news. And a quote on a Florida sinkhole dated June 25, 2004. U.S. 27 was closed Tuesday when the Department of Transportation discovered a large sinkhole below the surface. The sinkhole was about 20 to 30 feet in diameter. And another quote on a Florida sinkhole, this one dated July 1, 2004. The discovery of a sinkhole near Highway 100 east of Franklin forced work to stop last week on the city's sewer extension project. And a quote on a Detroit sinkhole, dated August 23, 2004. A giant sinkhole in Sterling Heights grew even bigger late Monday morning as repair crews worked to stabilize the ground surrounding it. The hole measured approximately 160 feet long and 60 feet wide. The cavity was estimated to be as deep as 30 feet. Crews could not say what caused the sinkhole. End of the quote from Detroit. And a quote on a Scranton, Pennsylvania sinkhole, dated September 19, 2004. As the Pittston Avenue sinkhole continues to expand, so does the number of damaged properties in Lackawanna County. Across town in Pittston Avenue, city and state officials met Monday morning to examine the subsidence that swallowed a portion of the road near Brook Street, rupturing a gas line and forcing the evacuation of at least 50 residents. The sinkhole has expanded by about 5 feet now and consumed three-fourths of the two-lane road. End of the quote from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Now what was that the Zeta said? And I quote, from central Pennsylvania north will experience a bounce, but being at the edge of this drama, Pennsylvania will have its toes in the water but its head above water. End of the quote. And I quote from a Virginia sinkhole, October 5, 2004. A collector lane of Interstate 81 in Montgomery County was closed Monday because of a sinkhole. Crews will repair the sinkhole by excavating it, filling it with rock, capping it with concrete, and paving over it. And a quote again from Florida, a sinkhole dated October 14, 2004. 50-foot-wide sinkhole opens in couple's backyard. The fishers were in disbelief when they noticed two 30-foot trees. A shed and two other citrus trees had been swallowed up by the ground. And a quote from Winnipeg, dated October 23, 2004. The back end of a 5-ton truck was swallowed by a sinkhole about 20 feet long, 10 feet wide, and at least 10 feet deep. Spokesman for the city's Public Works Department said it was too early to tell yesterday what had caused the road to give out. End of the quote from Winnipeg. Why did the stretching start to become noticeable in 2002? Planet X was zooming into the solar system from the direction of Orion and tugging on the Atlantic Rift, which is an essential magnet on the surface of the Earth. The Atlantic Rift is new magma, hardened during each tear of the rift, which occurs during pole shifts. Iron in this hardening magma aligns magnetically during such times, forming a large natural magnet on our surface. This tugging stretches the land on either side of the Atlantic, and this stretch is increasing. Where it started to become noticeable in 2002, it reached a dramatic level by 2004, and before reporting of such incidences began being suppressed, it hit the news. During this hour, I'll relay incidences from a six-month period between April and October 2004 as examples, as I was collecting a lot of information from the news at that time. During this time period, Planet X was close to the sun, exerting great force during its daily tugging on the Atlantic Rift, and remains there today. Did train derailments, exploding buildings, lack of support for bridges and buildings, and sudden sinking of land occur during this period, as the Zetas report? Let's start with derailments, where reports include admissions that the tracks were often inspected just hours before the derailment, and the engineers reported with horror that the tracks appeared twisted and torqued and zigzagged in front of them, not straight. These honest admissions occurred during May-June 2004, primarily from international press, and thereafter the dozens of reports during this six-month period just indicated no known cause or cause under investigation. And I quote from a London Derailment article dated May 11, 2004. No one was hurt, but 150 passengers were led to safety after the accident near White City Station in West London. The initial investigation into Tuesday's derailment will focus on the track, not the rolling stock. Metronet, which maintains the track, said it would be looking into its work amid reports maintenance had been carried out the night before. A spokesman said the rolling stock was unlikely to have caused the derailment. He said the initial investigation was focused on the track. The derailment occurred at a set of points that were immobilized while they were awaiting further track work. End of the quote from London. And I quote from an Italy derailment, May 16, 2004. Two trains have crashed outside the northwest Italian city of Genoa, injuring about 30 people, Italian emergency services reported. It appears a fault in the track may have caused the accident. The drivers of the passenger train have told police they pulled emergency brakes because something was not right on the line and the track seemed to be deformed. End of the quote from Italy. And I quote from a Canada derailment, June 10, 2004. Train derails in South Bend. Officials with Canadian National Railway Company say 8 cars derailed and that the derailment could have been caused by some bad track. Train derailments are rare for Canadian National. 40 of their freights pass through South Bend on the main line every day, and officials say they can't remember the last time one derailed here. End of the quote from Canada. Sinking, or lack of support in stretch zones, results in sinkholes. The incidence of sinkholes in the U.S. alone during the six-month period from April to October 2004 was certainly astonishing. These hit Florida hard, not surprising, as it is the point literally where the pull-down is the most extreme along the southeast United States. Detroit and Milwaukee at the end of the St. Lawrence Seaway yawing open up the east coast through Virginia and into Pennsylvania, a point where sinking and rising land creates a break, a snapping of the earth, as land south of Pennsylvania is pulled down while land north tends to bounce up as the seaway yaws. And into land at the edge of the stretch zone, such as Missouri and central Canada. And I quote from a report on a Missouri sinkhole dated June 9, 2004. To folks around Wildwood, Missouri, it is nothing but freaky. An entire 23-acre lake vanished in a matter of days, as if someone pulled the plug on a bathtub. Lake Chesterfield went down a sinkhole this week, leaving homeowners in this affluent St. Louis suburb wondering if their property values disappeared along with their lakeside views. And a quote on a Milwaukee sinkhole, dated June 11, 2004. A Milwaukee street was closed Friday because of a huge sinkhole. The hole at 35th and Juneau Streets measures around 40 feet long, 40 feet wide, and about 15 feet deep. A comment on that Milwaukee sinkhole. I, Nancy, was born and raised, lived my first 35 years in Milwaukee, and I can tell you I do not recall a sinkhole ever in the news. And a quote on a Florida sinkhole dated June 25, 2004. U.S. 27 was closed Tuesday when the Department of Transportation discovered a large sinkhole below the surface. The sinkhole was about 20 to 30 feet in diameter. And another quote on a Florida sinkhole, this one dated July 1, 2004. The discovery of a sinkhole near Highway 100 east of Franklin forced work to stop last week on the city's sewer extension project. And a quote on a Detroit sinkhole dated August 23, 2004. A giant sinkhole in Sterling Heights grew even bigger late Monday morning as repair crews worked to stabilize the ground surrounding it. The hole measured approximately 160 feet long and 60 feet wide. The cavity was estimated to be as deep as 30 feet. Crews could not say what caused the sinkhole. End of the quote from Detroit. And a quote on a Scranton, Pennsylvania sinkhole dated September 19, 2004. As the Pittston Avenue sinkhole continues to expand, so does the number of damaged properties in Lackawanna County. Across town in Pittston Avenue, city and state officials met Monday morning to examine the subsidence that swallowed a portion of the road near Brook Street, rupturing a gas line and forcing the evacuation of at least 50 residents. The sinkhole has expanded by about 5 feet now and consumed 3/4 of the lane road. End of the quote from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Now, what was that the Zeta said? And I quote, "From central Pennsylvania north will experience a bounce, but being at the edge of this drama, Pennsylvania will have its toes in the water, but its head above water." End of the quote. And I quote from a Virginia sinkhole, October 5, 2004. A collector lane of Interstate 81 in Montgomery County was closed Monday because of a sinkhole. Crews will repair the sinkhole by excavating it, filling it with rock, capping it with concrete, and paving over it. And a quote again from Florida, a sinkhole dated October 14, 2004. 50-foot-wide sinkhole opens in couple's backyard. The fishers were in disbelief when they noticed two 30-foot trees, Jed and two other citrus trees, had been swallowed up by the ground. And a quote from Winnipeg, dated October 23, 2004. "The back end of a 5-ton truck was swallowed by a sinkhole about 20 feet long, 10 feet wide, and at least 10 feet deep. Spokesman for the city's Public Works Department said it was too early to tell yesterday what had caused the road to give out." End quote from Winnipeg. If trains were derailing due to twisting track and sinkholes appeared suddenly under highways, this was not the only horror afflicting transportation. Roads heaved, bridges dropped, and land slid on top of traffic, particularly in July 2004, oddly, in three different U.S. states. Well, perhaps not oddly, perhaps they're related. This shows a relationship to the diagonal pull across the U.S. happening at that time, something the Zetas called the torque effect, another stress on the Earth's crust caused by the near presence of Planet X. Planet X grabs the South Pole as the Earth turns, holding it back, while the North Pole continues to turn with the rotation. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Torque Effect, written May 1, 2004. "The Atlantic Rift is held back when it faces or is in opposition to Planet X, creating not only a pileup in the plates following the rift, but also tearing apart the rift by the momentum to the east. Hold the globe with the left hand on the North Pole, the right hand on the South Pole, and turn. The North Pole going in the direction of rotation with the South Pole held back. The North American plate is dropping into the void, with the torque forcing the North American plate down and into the Caribbean." End of the quote from Zeta Talk, Torque Effect. And again in July 2004, due to this diagonal pull, I quote from a Kansas article on a Road Pop, July 13, 2004. "Sweltering heat causes street to rise 5 inches, crack, and blow up. Experts say the crack is unusual because the heat-related breaks typically occur in concrete as opposed to asphalt." End of the quote from Kansas. Here's a quote from Illinois on a heaving road dated July 29, 2004. "A block of road was in normal condition last week, but since then it has risen 3 to 4 inches out of the ground. Now traffic is blocked off in that area. The city engineer's office say they still don't know what caused the road to rise up." And here's a quote from Pennsylvania on a Pennsylvania quarry dated July 29, 2004. "A huge chunk of rock surrounding a quarry collapsed overnight. Deep crevices can be seen right on the shoulder of the roadway. The cause of the collapse is under investigation." End of the quotes. The torque and pulling apart of land in the stretch zone plays havoc with bridges, which suddenly separate from their moorings. And a quote from a Denver press release. Denver I-70 overpass, May 15, 2004. I-70 is closed in both directions at C-470 after a steel girder collapsed onto the eastbound lanes of I-70 and landed on an SUV. The girder weighed several tons. The girder was put up as part of a project to widen a ramp that leads to I-70. End of the quote from Denver. This twisting of the North American continent involves New England pull to the east, along with the rotation of the Earth, and Mexico and the Southwest pull to the west, as the South Pole is being tugged in that direction. This opened crevasses in the southwest. This was not due to compression or subduction of plates, but due to the stretch, the land in these areas being pulled apart. These sudden crevasses are not associated with any particular earthquake, but they were associated with road pops from Kansas to Illinois to Pennsylvania. They occurred in July 2004. And I quote from Mexico crevasse, dated June 29, 2004. Huge, mile-long crevasse opens along fault line in western Mexico. A gaping, mile-long crevasse opened early Tuesday along what officials described as a geological fault line in western Mexico. The crevasse reportedly opened without warning early Wednesday. It stretches about 1 mile across farm fields in a sparsely populated area in Zapopan, a suburb of the western city of Guadalajara. It is as much as 15 feet wide in some places. And a quote from an Arizona crevasse, dated July 14, 2004. Quarter-mile-long fissure opens north of Wilcox. Authorities today are investigating the cause of a fissure north of Wilcox that spans a quarter mile and is up to 5 feet wide at some points. The fissure was discovered Wednesday morning by a resident who told Cochise County Sheriff deputies that he awoke to a loud rumbling and crackling overnight. He found the fissure near his home that officials say appears to be expanding. Authorities do not know how deep the fissure is, but a spokeswoman for the sheriff's department said it is too deep to see the bottom. Wilcox is about 80 miles east of Tucson. End of the quotes. A crevasse opening up in the stretch zone is quite different from what occurs in the compression or subduction zones. Compare the description of the rumbling and crackling in Arizona to the Seattle drums. And I quote from Seattle, dated October 12, 2003. What on earth, or more accurately, what under the earth, is causing a strange banging sound in West Seattle? The thumping noise is loud enough and has the ground vibrating enough to have people concerned. No one would go on camera to offer any kind of explanation. End of the quote. Well, the Zetas had an explanation, and I quote from Zeta Talk Womping Sounds, written October 14, 2003. This is a precursor to what we have described will be going on the week of rotation stoppage, the moaning. Why a rhythmic thumping? Because you're hearing rock snap. Plates are not solid, cohesive pieces. It's more like pie crust, flaked, overlapping. This is why you can have rifts occur, like the St. Lawrence Seaway separating, or the Red Sea or the African Rift, or down along the Baja Peninsula, between that and the landmass of Mexico, it pulls apart. Likewise, it folds under. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. Sinking land in the stretch zone very much affects gas and water mains running under streets, and a rash of reports emerged as Planet X tightened its grip on the Earth. During the six-month reporting period from April to October 2004, pipes were snapping all across the stretch zone like never before. Among all the reports, only four, by comparison, occurred in compression or subduction zones in Seattle and Oregon and Hawaii and California. But 10 reports appeared in the stretch zone. And I quote from Atlanta, August 23, 2004. Georgia power crews continued working Monday afternoon to repair underground power lines in downtown Atlanta that exploded overnight, sending manhole covers flying into the air. An official with Georgia Power said such explosions are not common. The force of the blast sent 3 50-pound manhole covers into the air. And a quote from Boston on a tunnel leak, dated September 15, 2004. Gridlock ensued when water began leaking into the northbound lanes of the tunnel at one of the deepest points. The tunnel carries Interstate 93 through the city. The leak occurred in a portion of the wall which has been in place for 10 years. And I quote from Baltimore on a manhole explosion, September 20th, 2004. Baltimore Gas and Electric has reported major progress in fixing underground electrical cables that were damaged after an early morning fire in downtown Baltimore. The fire sent smoke and flames shooting from a manhole. And from Buffalo on a water main, dated September 20th, 2004. A water main in Buffalo early this morning has shut down parts of Chippewa Street. Water bubbling up from the break flooded the area and caused parts of Chippewa to buckle. As the area began to resemble a lake, police blocked off intersections and water crews were summoned to the area. And from the Philadelphia, Maryland region, dated October 1, 2004, officials say water to the broken main was shut down and parts of the roadway buckled. And from London on a gas leak, dated October 6, 2004, a major gas leak led to the evacuation of more than 100 residents from two blocks of flats in Battersea. A London Fire Brigade spokesman said the incident was caused by a broken gas main under the building. This is the second serious incident of its kind in the last 2 months, and it is not yet known whether the two leaks were connected. And from Iowa, dated October 18, 2004. School administrators were in close contact with crews digging up what appeared to be broken water mains. And from Virginia, October 22, 2004. The crack extended about three-quarters across on the bottom, which indicated that it was a stress crack caused by the Earth's movement. The Earth shifted, and deep below the surface, a water line bent and cracked. And from Boston, dated October 29, 2004. City officials said a 36-inch water main gave way, shooting a high-pressure jet of water underground and clearing away the dirt and sand under the road. The water stretched nearly across Perth Avenue and was at least 15 feet deep. The Department of Public Works commissioner said he was unsure what caused the 36-inch pipe to let go. And from Scranton, PA, dated October 27, 2004. The basements of several area businesses flooded as workers from Pennsylvania American Water Company diverted water to other mains. Pennsylvania American Water said it is too early to determine the cause of the break. End of the quotes. Factories, with their fixtures torn apart, also began exploding. And I quote from ZetaTalk, Exploding Factories, written February 22, 2003. Imploding buildings, which we predicted some months ago to occur in countries and lands affected by the North Atlantic stretch, are already occurring. The first evidence of a disruptive stretch were the derailing trains, which got in the news in a big way when they first occurred, but recently have been suppressed, though incidents are increasing. A track is examined, and within hours a train derails with a track that has zigged and zagged, and the reason is given is a warm day affecting the track. These derailments happened in the United States eastern states, Maryland and Florida, and in the UK. Following this, exploding factories came into the news, but the public can expect that as the incidence increases, the news will be suppressed. The first dramatic incident was in North Carolina, the Kingston factory, which massive explosion was attributed to rubber dust, though the factory was functioning as it had been for years, with no such incidents. Were there not smokers among the factory personnel? Was there no dust at all prior to this explosion, which lifted the roof much of a mile in the air? Lately there has been an exploding factory in Kentucky and unexplained refinery explosions in Staten Island, New York. Texas also has had a number of odd occurrences, exploding streets, homes, collapsing buildings under construction, also over the recent months. How does an earth stretch affect a factory, gas lines under a street, such that explosions occur? Fittings are intended to be tight, with gaskets used to seal the fitting. All is put under enough pressure to ensure that no leakage occurs. When pulled apart, unless there is a noticeable lack of pressure in the pipes, this is not noticed. Thus, leaking can occur of chemicals, gases, whatever, and an explosive mix can accumulate, waiting for a spark. The dramatic explosions occur most often where explosive material is in the area, the initial leaking and explosion sparking a larger explosion. These factory or street explosions are but a forerunner of what we referred to as imploding buildings. These are explosions, however, caused by the stretch, but not an implosion caused by structural failure under a building. When you hear that an otherwise solid and long-standing building collapsed for unexplained reasons, then you have an implosion. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. Ah, yes, implosions have not occurred except for one incident in Indonesia, but we expect them, in particular during the weeks just prior to the pole shift when the Earth is tilting and slowing to a stop. In March 2002, there were reports of a mysterious black water off the coast of Florida. No one knew what that was, but the Zetas described this as dirt trapped between rock layers being released. So, what moved the rock layers? The stretch. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Black Water, written March 30, 2002. Recently, reports of black water in the Gulf of Mexico have hit the news with no explanation. What is causing this in waters otherwise clear enough for scuba diving? Black water is due to new vents opening up along fault lines under the Caribbean area. Dirt, rather than solid rock, may be trapped between layers, and when a fault pulls apart, this dirt will be released into water above. Thus, this is a phenomenon that may be repeated elsewhere around the world as the shift approaches, where such dirt or debris is trapped between rock layers at present. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. In late September 2005, this phenomenon happened all across the United States, not underwater but above land, on a diagonal from L.A. to the Great Lakes, creating a stench of rotten eggs or rotting material. Quite dramatic, reported just during a two-week period. And I quote from Ohio, September 20, 2005. A mysterious smell has been lingering around numerous neighborhoods in one local community, and now residents want to know where that odor is coming from and if it's dangerous. And from Central Texas, September 20, 2005, strange odor prompts school evacuation. And from the LA Times, mysterious stench swirls around city, September 22, 2005. Workplaces and weblogs were buzzing with descriptions comparing the smell to old socks, rotting cabbage, moldy wet wallboard, and the cat's litter box. And from Thunder Bay, Canada, strange smell in Lalaque, September 27, 2005. Municipal officials are urging Lalaque residents to exercise caution as they investigate reports of gasoline-type odors in the town's sewer system. And I quote from District of Columbia, mystery odors reported around District of Columbia, September 28, 2005. Students returned to class Wednesday afternoon at two adjacent schools in Northeast Washington, but the mystery continues over what caused the odor that led to evacuations. And from Greenville, South Carolina, dated September 29, 2005. Workers sickened at downtown Greenville building. A foul smell at a downtown Greenville building sickened several workers and forced an evacuation. Four people were sent to Greenville Memorial Hospital for treatment of nausea. And from Lake Erie, September 30, 2005. Lake Erie burps and nearby residents smell it. State and federal environment officials are trying to determine the cause of a big stink reported along Lake Erie. Hundreds of residents called authorities or the National Weather Service yesterday to report the smell, which has been variously described as like gasoline, natural gas, or even decaying garbage and rotten eggs. End of the quotes. Well, no one else had an explanation, but the Zetas did, and the Zetas explain. And I quote from Zeta Talk's Stretch Stink, written at the end of September 2005. We have gone into great detail on what occurs in the stretch zones along the Atlantic, which includes the Southeast United States and the St. Lawrence Seaway, and warned recently that the stretch would accelerate and be exacerbated by the torque effect, which is twisting the North American continent at a diagonal, pulling New England to the east and Mexico to the west. The overall effect of these forces is to drag the southeastern U.S. down along a line from Pennsylvania to Texas, to pull the continent diagonally, and to ease stress on the west coast, as can be shown by IRIS charts indicating reduced earthquake incidents along the west coast when compared to the rest of the Ring of Fire. What happens to rock layers under a diagonal pull or being pulled apart? As can be seen during recent years, this has resulted in derailing trains, sinkholes suddenly appearing, gas and water main breaks, torn roadways, and separating bridges. Despite the effect on man crawling about on the surface of what they assume to be terra firma, these changes are superficial. When the pulling starts, weak points break, and thereafter the plumbing and roadways hold, giving the impression that the pulling has stopped, but this is misleading. The North American continent is giving evidence that its rock layers are separating from each other, and gliding sideways in a diagonal, thus exposing portions of these layers to vent into the air above. If rock is being stressed, then where are the earthquake predictors giving evidence of this? The frantic animals, the static on the radio, the earthquake swarms. Rock in the stretch zone, pulling apart rather than compressing, does not emit the particle flows that animals and radios sense, nor register on instruments as tension and release quakes. What lies beneath mankind's civilization, waiting to be exposed? More than trapped volcanic gases, perhaps trapped for eons since the rock was hardened or breached during previous upheavals. There is also, surprisingly, rotting material trapped when extreme stress on the surface creating yawing that swallowed surface material, or when rock layers rolled over each other to sandwich such material between rock layers. Exposed to the degree that venting upward into the air can occur, these smells are solid evidence that the rock layers below are adjusting. Since the concept of the stretch zone behavior as precursor to a pole shift was introduced by ourselves, the Zetas, and the detailed description of the torque on the North American continent was made by ourselves months before it expressed on the IRIS charts, we can only say, as Nancy is fond of saying, Zeta's right again. End of the quote from Zeta Talk, Stretch Stench. During our comparison reporting period, from April to October 2004, the following unexplained factory explosions or building collapses occurred. All are in the stretch zone. From Glasgow, Scotland, May 11, 2004. Two people are feared dead and up to 20 trapped in the rubble of a Glasgow factory destroyed in a major explosion. The four-story building was all but destroyed in the blast, with rubble collapsing onto parked cars. The scene following a major explosion in Glasgow was compared to an earthquake by firefighters battling to free those trapped within the rubble. Only a corner of the four-story Stockline Plastics factory remained standing, with the rest an unrecognizable pile of bricks, wood, and dust following the incident. Many of those trapped were believed to have been in offices above the factory floor when the building gave way under the force of the explosion. And from Paris, May 23, 2004, Paris roof collapse. At least five people were killed and three others injured when a massive section of a vaulted ceiling collapsed at a new passenger terminal at the Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport. Slabs of concrete and metal came crashing down from the ceiling into a seated waiting area. Officials said there was absolutely nothing in the past to indicate a structural problem. It's the structure itself that gave way, the structure itself. A loud noise precipitated a crack in the terminal ceiling, and officials had been evacuating the area when the roof caved in. And from Georgia, May 25, 2004, Georgia Chemical Plant. A huge plume of thick smoke was visible for miles in the area. The smoke contained chlorine and can irritate eyes and skin. And from Connecticut, July 21st, 2004. Hartford power outage could last up to 32 hours. They first are trying to make the area safe, then they will fix the problem, and finally they will try to determine what caused the underground fire. And from Manila, July 22, 2004, Manila building collapses. An 8-story office building, leaning precariously for days in one of Manila's busy shopping districts, collapsed hours after occupants fled in panic following ominous creaking sounds and bursting water pipes. Tenants heard a loud explosion inside the building and felt the structure was sinking into the ground. And from Houston, August 19, 2004. An explosion early Thursday at an underground gas storage facility forced dozens of residents from homes. The cause of the explosion was not determined. The area is dotted with man-made caverns inside salt domes, which are the world's largest storage site for explosive hydrocarbons. And from Dubai, September 27, 2004. 5 people were killed and 12 others injured after part of a terminal under construction at Dubai International Airport collapsed, according to a Civil Aviation Authority spokesman. About 150 construction workers were on the site when a large wall of the building collapsed. The cause of the collapse was not immediately known. End of the quotes. Note that the office building in Manila was sinking into the ground. The Zetas have called this an imploding building phenomenon and predicted this would occur 2 years earlier. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Imploding Cities, written November 30, 2002. Cities have several stories under them where electrical wires and plumbing run so as to keep this from the streets above. It is not just those cables and pipes buried in roadways, but the deep basements of skyscrapers that we are addressing. The earth and areas where it is being stretched, like the entire eastern portion of North America and western portion of Europe, will find the ground adjusting. What does it take to break a supporting structure, causing the mass to come down? If the mass drops, the buildings where this plumbing go up into are finding a tug down where they were least designed to expect this. This weakens the infrastructure of the building and it starts to implode and plummet. Anyone living in stretch zones should expect this to happen at any moment, as the train derailments have shown that earth movements of this kind, a separating of support, has started. Many cities are rooted in rock, but this also can shift, one side down, the other tilted up, and this alone would cause adjustments in the cities above. End of the quote from Zeta Talk, Imploding Cities. Imploding buildings are not yet in full force, but for the Zetas will be a major problem as the earth tilts and slows to a stop during the weeks just prior to the pole shift. That's when we'll have imploding buildings in all our major cities in the stretch zones. But most of the problems expressed in the stretch zone will only exacerbate steadily as we approach these last few weeks. And I quote from Zeta Talk, The Months Before, written February 1st, 2003. As can be sensed from the earth changes that are already surprising scientists and weathermen, the earth does not simply wait until the passage, until the moment of the shift, to begin expressing what it will do during the shift. Stretching of the Atlantic has already been expressed with train derailments along the east coast of North America and parts of Europe subject to the stretch, such as the UK and Spain. Buildings collapse, a bridge dislodges, and factories suddenly are engulfed in explosions. Weather irregularities with sudden deluges running water down ravines and rivers or developing into hurricane-force winds with little warning off the coasts will continue to become more erratic than the past few months and years have led man to expect. Earthquakes will increase in number and severity such that they will start to occur in areas not expecting them, thus most devastated by their occurrence. We have pointed out recently that the quake patterns now are not simply domino, where one plate pushes another within a day, but almost instantaneous in this push on the other side of the plate affected. Likewise, that these quakes are exhibiting a pole shift pattern, with a stretching of the Atlantic and a compression of the Pacific along the lines of the plate adjustment we have predicted. This will continue, with Hawaii rising, Japan exploding, Indonesia erupting, and Australia tilting. The rifts in Africa and the Red Sea will spread. Pakistan experienced precursors of the rift to occur there, and India finding itself particularly vulnerable to unexpected flood tides. To prepare for what might happen in your locale, read the scripted drama pages we have presented previously and memorize this. Expect in small part what we have described for your locale to occur early, so you will not be surprised. If you are in an area that can be flooded due to tides or a deluge, then mentally prepare for this. If you are in an area that has never experienced quakes, then read a book or watch a movie to get acquainted with what this is all about. If you have never had muddy water rise up in your plumbing, take the city water supply for granted, and this suddenly happens because of earth movements in your area, you have only yourself to blame for not having spare water at hand for such a situation. Rather than expecting someone to knock at your door and inform you when your life will not plod along as usual, take some responsibility for this. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. What are the areas affected the most by being in the stretch zone during the pole shift? And I quote from the Zeta Talk Safe Locations. On Florida, stretching out into the ocean, Florida has a tenuous position during the coming cataclysms. The strikes against it are many. The land is too low to offer safe haven to tidal waves, which will roll across the state without hindrance from one side to the other. When the Atlantic stretches just prior to the shift, the lands closest to the equator will feel the draw the most, as this is where the Atlantic rifts are deepest. Thus, where land in the southeastern U.S. will be pulled under to the degree that water may lap at cities high in the Appalachian Mountains along the eastern seaboard, it will surely pull Florida under the water long enough to drown the populace totally. Those in boats will find they must contend with whirlpools and sloshing water that can capsize even large ocean-going vessels. And those in skyscrapers likewise should not assume that their foundations will not be undercut and eroded. This is not a safe place. And for Georgia, low-lying lands along the eastern coast of the United States will be drawn below sea level some 150 feet at the start of the pole shift. Water rushing in over land pulled down temporarily by the stretch that the seafloor of the Atlantic will experience. This, in combination with the tidal waves that all ocean coasts can expect, will wreak havoc on states such as Georgia. Where Georgia has land in its headlands that border the Appalachian Mountains, the steady rise of land from coast to foothills will actually encourage the water to rise higher as it will gain momentum. Those living in the lowlands of Georgia will in all likelihood drown, unless in boats that can deal with wildly sloshing water. Following the shift, these lowlands will also steadily go underwater due to the melting poles. Those wishing to survive are advised to move. Atlanta. Southern cities on the east coast, such as Atlanta, Georgia, at an 800-foot above sea level height, will watch a flood approach. This is due in part to the timing of the stretch and rip, as the stretch will be sustained for the better part of an hour during a time when water will rush from the poles, where it has moved during the rotation stoppage, and will have the push of oncoming water behind it as it flows up against the coastline. Atlanta, stationed between the Gulf and the Atlantic, will also find itself at a place where two floods, both with their own timing of ebb and flow, clash. This has the potential of heightening the water, forcing it up to an astonishing degree where the clash occurs. South Carolina. As with all areas along the eastern seaboard south of New York City, elevation will not save them from a dunking unless they are close to 1,000 feet in elevation and several hundred miles from the coast. The coastline will be pulled down several hundred feet just prior to continental rip, which will rent the deep Atlantic Ocean rifts further apart. The permanent effect on the coastline along the southern portion of the U.S. the drop of 150 feet below its former level. For residents unprepared for this, the rise in sea level will be steady, not a wave as in a tidal wave, and will be completely confusing to those unaware of the coming changes. The water will simply rise up to their feet and then over their heads, steadily. Those in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains may find their toes only wet, but for safety, go to higher ground and return home after the shift. New Jersey. All areas along the eastern coast will have to deal with tidal waves as a fact they cannot discount during the coming pole shift. No wall will be strong enough to resist the water that will rise up 100 feet high in a steady flood tide, nor are there walls in place today constructed with that in mind. High-rise buildings with doors and windows and sewage connections will do more than flood on the lower floors. They will crush and drop as the water will create uneven pressure on outside walls, pressure they were never expected to have to resist. New Jersey does not have the elevation or distance from the coast to assure safety. Ottawa, Montreal. Because the tearing of the St. Lawrence Seaway will begin as soon as the stretching of the Atlantic occurs, land along this seaway will not be submerged, nor will any noticeable influx of ocean water occur, as the influx will be filling the new riverbed area, now to become more of a lake. The tear will occur principally where the St. Lawrence Seaway now runs, as this is a low point only because of this existing tear. Weak spots are deep within the rock strata under the riverbed, and the tearing is less of a deep rift than a pulling apart in many places, so the surface seems relatively smooth. Beneath this tear are many feathery fingers of rock, reaching toward each other, soon filled with hardened magma to solidify. Thus, even though Montreal is surrounded by water, it will simply find itself more of an island than another Atlantis. Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls will split during the widening of the St. Lawrence Seaway, as will all natural and man-made barriers between the Great Lakes and the Atlantic. This will change the level of the lakes and the drainage patterns to some degree, depending upon the level of bordering land and the ocean tides. Salt water will be detected all the way up to Lake Michigan and Lake Superior, which will appear to be the freshwater lakes they are now. Niagara Falls appears dramatic only because the waterway spills suddenly, rather than gradually, and being shattered and spread across the widening of the seaway, the falls will become merely rock walls along the new course of the waterway. Thus, the Great Seaway will become a mode of travel, and cities along this course, such as Buffalo and Hamilton, can anticipate being travel stops and points of commerce among survivors. Ottawa. The Ottawa River will swell during the pole shift and not return to its former size. During the stretching of the Atlantic that occurs during the pole shift with consequent widening of the St. Lawrence Seaway, Ottawa will also be stretched, with the result that the Ottawa River will become ocean, salt water, and the two halves of Ottawa separated. Where this will not be the case in the northern region, this will go underwater shortly, so the separation by water will seem complete. The land close to Ottawa, the city, will ride high and be relatively secure from the havoc from earthquakes and volcanoes that wreck some other parts of the world along fault lines. Plan on fishing as a source of food in the main during the aftertime. Ireland and Scotland. Ireland as Scotland will be dragged down during the land stretch that precedes the pole shift, when the Atlantic is put under tension before the Atlantic rift splits further. As this first occurs when the waters have moved toward the poles during the rotation stoppage, the degree to which the land has dropped will not at first be apparent. Then, during the shift itself, when the water that has flowed to the poles returns to the new equator and sloshes about, the impact of tidal waves will be worse than expected. After the Atlantic rift has widened, the shorelines, already below their former level, will have less structure to hold them up as they are fringed along the rift edge and will drop below the waves for that reason. All in all, Ireland will drown, and those wishing to survive are advised to seek safety inland on the mainland of Europe by boat when rotation stops. Spain. Where ordinarily above the waves, when the waves get larger, Spain will find that land once considered safe is no longer so. During the hour of the shift, stretching the Atlantic will pull Spain down some 50 feet so that the coastlines will find flooding and high tides and water flowing inland along rivers. Many will flee to the mountains in northern Spain, but due to the stretch the Atlantic will undergo, this land will sink, and those flocking there will be living on top of each other after the shift with nowhere else to go. They will find themselves perched on islands, staring across an expanse of water towards the Alps. Pakistan. After the hour of the shift, Pakistan will find itself with a higher elevation above sea level, more ocean access as India to the east will be underwater, and additional ocean access from what we anticipate to be an inland bay caused by the ripping and sinking of the Eurasian plate just to the west of Pakistan. End of the quotes from Zeta Talk Safe Locations.
Hello, I'm Roger, president of Troubled Times Incorporated. We're a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping mankind survive during troubled times when self-sufficiency may be the only answer. Our organization offers a twin set CD of survival information at cost to the public. The CDs are in hypertext and PDF format, two popular browser formats, and contain all the information collected by the massive Troubled Times website. The CDs allow you to browse this information offline at your leisure. The cost of the twinned pair is $4.10, and this includes postage. You can also get the survival booklet, a hip-sized booklet of the gist of the Troubled Times advice, for just $5, including postage. We offer a popular combo package for $7.50 that includes both the CDs and the booklet with the lower postage expense reflected in that price. Send for your copies today to start making practical plans for your and your family's survival. Just click on the $4.10 CD link at www.zetatalk.com and your copy will be on its way.
That concludes our broadcast. Thank you for being with us. Remember to carry love in your heart. It's the commodity of the future. As the Zetas say, love may have a blooming going into the shift, as it ought, those with great love in their hearts responding to the realization that little else matters.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.